Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, hey, as you may know, we are right now smack in the middle of a big initiative here at 10% Happier, a two-week series on the concept of hope. What does it mean to conceive of hope not just as a groundless belief that things will get better immediately, but rather as a skill that we can cultivate in order to help us navigate the ups and downs of life in a more supple fashion? Today's brand new meditation comes to us from Sebane Selassie. I just posted an interview with Seb on Wednesday. If you haven't had a chance to go check that out, I highly recommend it. Today, though, in this meditation, Seb is going to walk us through a practice designed to help us put her ideas into practice, literally into our meditation practice right now, today. Here we go with Sebane.
Hey there. This is Sebane. Maybe you've noticed a central paradox of meditation. We may come to practice seeking positive transformation for ourselves and the world, but first we must learn to allow things just as they are. Genuine acceptance lays the foundation for transformation. I like to think of this as learning not to be in contention with reality. Another way to say that is trusting life, moment to moment. Let's try it together. Find a way to settle in that's comfortable for you, wherever you are. You can close your eyes if you'd like, or keep them open with a relaxed gaze. Allow the body to naturally soften anywhere that feels tight or tense. Trusting life as it is begins by trusting the body and all its sensations. Let's begin by connecting to the sensations of the body. What sensations are you feeling right now? You can even ask yourself, what's happening in my body right now? There's no right answer. Simply notice what's here, making space for whatever is happening. Remember, we are learning to allow each sensation as it is, simply noticing and trusting what is happening. Sometimes what we notice is the very resistance we're hoping to release. There may be tension or tightness in the body you don't like. Or maybe you already hear a critical voice telling you that you can't do this. Just noticing that resistance is an essential step here, so great job. Rather than being in contention with any of this, try letting yourself feel it in your body without pushing it away. Allowing everything to be here. You can trust this too. Now let's try expanding the inquiry, asking, what's happening in my body right now? And adding, can I allow this experience? Can I trust this experience? Go ahead and give it a try on your own. as we finish this meditation, take another opportunity to appreciate how incredible life is. This changing cascade of sensations, thoughts, emotions. You can be aware of whatever is happening and learn to trust it all. How amazing is that? You can open your eyes now and reconnect to your surroundings as we end this meditation. Thanks for practicing trusting life with me. I'm wishing you really well.
Thank you, Seb. And if you enjoyed this meditation, you can find a longer version of it, along with several other brand new meditations on hope in the 10% Happier app. You can download the 10% Happier app today for free wherever you get your apps. And we'll see you back here on Monday for the next edition in our Hope series with Orin J. Sofer. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, The Competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.